The CEO of the Wisconsin and Southern Railroad Company, William Gardner, made $53,000 in illegal donations, most of it to Scott Walker's gubernatorial campaign, but a smaller amount also to Democratic Assembly Speaker Mike Sheridan's committee. Gardner told his employees to make the contributions and then reimburse them so he could avoid the $10,000 personal contribution limit. Gardner has pled guilty and agreed to pay $166,000 in fines. Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm helped track down the illegal donations. He says Gardner won't get a jail sentence, and that's meant to send a message to others who try to break campaign funding laws.
If you're doing it, knock it off. If you're not doing it, that's great. But if you are also doing it and you cooperate with us and come forward, that we will handle the matter differently. It's quite frankly part of a message we want to send, given our concern about the improper influence of money in our elections.
Both Walker's and Sheridan's campaigns have returned the illegal donations or donated the money to charities. The director of the state's Division of Elections, John Becker, says both campaigns should have been more careful in checking out the legality of the donations.
I don't think there's a statutory requirement that they do that. I would hope and expect that a campaign, realizing that they may have received an improper contribution, would address that situation.
The illegal donations were first discovered last May when Gardner's ex-girlfriend told the Government Accountability Board she thought the railroad was trying to launder campaign contributions. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.